Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We had the kids yesterday, and Brody, we had got some of these 4 or 5 foot tall. They're about this tall. These nutcrackers, big nutcrackers. And we had them by the door, you know, and they're running out playing like kids would do. And he came and he slammed that one door open and he knocked over my nutcracker. And he busted it. His arm fell off. He had a horn. It busted it in pieces and all. You know what I did? It's okay. Colson went over there and kind of thought, all right. It's okay, it's just a thing, you know, I'm gonna throw it in the church dumpster tomorrow. It won't fit in my dumpster because it's so big. I said, nothing like having kids and grandkids, okay? But there's responsibilities. If you're by yourself, much easier to rule. And that's what Paul is saying. Are you following? He's not saying that marriage is bad. Matter of fact, he says it's a good thing. He's just making the fact that if you're single, you're more able to serve the Lord in a better way. Verse number 39. Interesting verse. The wife is bound by the law as long as her husband liveth. But if her husband be dead, she is at liberty to be married to whom she will, with this stipulation, only in the Lord. Okay. Now the thought about the wife is bound, the word bound in the language of the Greek language of the time, literally means to be fastened together. Be fastened together. That you're married. That you're bound by the law. And I want to emphasize that, by the law. Because people take this completely out of context over this thing about marriage, divorce, and remarriage. That if you've divorced your wife or husband, that now you have two husbands or two wives, two live. Are you following? Two husbands, two wives. That's not the case. What it's talking about here, that you're bound by the law. By the way, we don't live under the law. What do we live under? Grace. Keep that in mind. Because look back with me in first in the same chapter, verse number 15. Verse number 15. But if the unbelieving depart, let him or her depart. In other words, they ask that question, Paul, I'm married. My spouse is not a believer. What do I do? And Paul would answer that question. Well, if they're happy to be married to you, stay married to them. Don't divorce them because who knows? You may win them to the Lord by your lifestyle and all. So, and not only that, they receive the blessings. We looked at that, that unbelieving will receive the blessings that believer has in that household, that the unbeliever is a recipient of those benefits of God's blessings upon that believer. So, in thought, if they're married, he or she wants to stay married to them. Okay. However, if they say, I ain't marrying you, or I ain't staying married to you, you Jesus freak, you Bible thumper, I can tell you some preachers. I can name you some preachers who their wives left them because I didn't marry a preacher. And they didn't like his commitment to the Lord, so they left. Well, here, and I'm going to leave it alone. Verse number 15. But if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. A brother or sister is not under bondage. Isn't it neat how he uses the same word, bondage, in such cases as he did in verse number 39, that the wife is bound by the law as long as her husband is. Well, what if they leave? Well, then you're no longer bound. You're free in such cases, but God has called us to peace. In other words, you're free. Okay, you're no longer bound. We looked at this thing when we looked at these verses here. There's at least three reasons. Open to marriage is a commitment. God intends it for a commitment for a lifetime. I have to quit right now. I got 3 minutes. Marriage is intended for it to be a commitment for a lifetime. Ain't that right, men? Women, ain't that right? Till death do us part. That's the intention God has created for marriage. But you know what? Also, God's intention for you is not to sin. That's the ideal. One man, one woman for the rest of their life. God's ideal for you also is not to sin. But if we sin and confess our sins, he's faithful and just, we're fallen creatures. So we see at least three reasons that biblically, you can have divorce. You don't divorce them just because they burn your biscuits. Okay? Or she got 430 pounds. She's not as pretty as she used to be. You know, that kind of thing. That's not the reason for divorce scripturally. Number one, if there's adultery, fornication, Jesus talked about that. This does not mean you can automatically divorce them, because maybe you can have some records of forgiveness and you work through that. But if there is no reconciliation and they leave, you're free. Second, that's fornication, adultery. Number two, if they desert, if they leave you, okay, I ain't going to be married to you anymore, and they leave you and they are gone, that's the second reason you can biblically divorce someone. And I know I'm going to get a lot of feedback because this goes out on radio and internet, and I've already got one comment in the past when I was in the section. I'm just saying what the Word of God says, okay? Not what grandma says, not what the preacher says, but what God says. Okay. Second reason, if your mate deserts you and they leave you, I ain't going to be married to you. You can biblically. God divorced Israel. I just read that again in the book of Jeremiah. God divorced Israel. Israel left them. He left God, and God told Judah, I'm going to do the same thing to you. You bunch of backsliders. Anyway, that's a whole other story. The third reason, God's called us to peace. If your mate is an abuser physically, I think Sean asked this about mentally, that's a whole, just because he or she gets on your nerves doesn't mean you can divorce them. You can work through these things. But if they're physically abusing you, I've told people, you better hit that door for the sake of your children. Anyway, that's the whole, but why God's called us to peace. He doesn't expect his children to live in that type of environment, okay? So, and I got to finish right here. Let me finish this one. So you have to understand what he's saying, but he's bound by the law as long as their husband liveth, but we see it doesn't contradict what was said earlier. But if her husband is dead, she's at liberty. She's free to be married to whom she will, but only in the Lord. But there that word, nevertheless, but she is happier if she so abide. In other words, stay as you are. Yeah, stay as you are. Now, this is after my judgment, and I think also that I have the Spirit of God. The thought is, you'll be happier. You will not have the extra pressures that accompany responsibilities in marriage. You will have more opportunity to serve the Lord if you stay how you are. Remember, bloom where you are planted. And the Lord thought after my judgment, and I think also had the Spirit of the Lord. Paul wanted to assure the church of his apostolic authority and the divine inspiration of God. This just wasn't just on a whim. They asked him questions, and it just wasn't, wait his finger, see what the way the wind blows. Now y'all won't shake my hand after I put my finger in my mouth, you know. Anyway, see which way the wind blows. No, this is under the authority of God's word, inspired. This is what God says according to these matters. The whole thought here, and I'll close with this, is that married people are responsible to each other, and they must spend their time, money, and energy for the family. Whereas one who is single can give more time and energy and service to the Lord. So whether you're married, unmarried, divorced, widowed or remarried, the whole thought in 1 Corinthians chapter number 7 is glorify the Lord in your life. Wherever you are, whatever situation you find yourself in, give God the glory, because you could serve him where you are. Father, we love you. We thank you for the morning. Bless our time together. May you receive all the honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, for now, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.